this weekend. More Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. We're going to talk about parents, the connection between parents and school success. As I mentioned, I had originally planned on beginning my discussion of it this Monday. Didn't do that, so, and I was going to continue the discussion tomorrow, Saturday. Didn't do that, so I'm going to start the discussion on Saturday. We'll talk a bit about a very, very polite country on Saturday, and that, of course, among other topics. Then on Sunday, Spiritual Perspectives will focus some more on why we love. The second hour this Sunday, I want us to take a look at morality and absolutes. Morality and absolutes in the 21st century. I think it's going to be thought-provoking. I definitely want us to be weighing in on that, see where we are with regards to morals and absolutes in the 16th year of the 21st century. Next week, we're going to be taking a look at exercise and memory. There's going to be a particular twist to this that I'm going to share with you that I'd really like for you to hear about. Exercise and memory. We'll be joined by Herbert Judon Jr. and Lawrence Smith, both of the Augusta Regional Airport. And I'll be speaking with them about air travel in general and the Augusta Regional Airport in particular. We're also going to take a look at our climate. How many of you are beginning to care more about our climate? Next Saturday, Justin Hall will be our guest, and I'll be speaking with him about the battle for a very, very rich, resource-rich park located in Africa, the Virunga National Park. It's going to be, oh, that's going to come just one day, as a matter of fact, before that same topic, that same subject, the battle for Virunga, airs on National Geographic Channel. That'll be next Sunday. It'll be airing next Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the National Geographic Channel. I'll have a discussion with Justin Hall, who was intimately involved with the exploration and research on this topic. He was there. And I'll be speaking with him about it next Saturday, one day before it airs on the National Geographic Channel. Again, www.speakingwith.com is where you can go to get the list of guests and topics for the week. And that is normally ready for you sometime Sunday afternoon. All right. What else can we do to prevent work burnout? Or if you've already experienced it, what can you do to move past it, to truly, literally get over it so that you begin to rest easier? Breathe. Dr. Sipala has led some research with some veterans, arguably some of the most stressed individuals in our society when they return from war. And that research shows that learning conscious breathing can help significantly reduce our stress and anxiety levels, sometimes in minutes. I know a number of you have heard me talk about this before, but part of the reason we talk about this is because breathing is among the most neglected solutions to stress. It mostly happens on its own while we're not even paying attention to it. But research suggests that you can change how you feel using your breath. By taking deep breaths into your abdomen and lengthening your exhales so that they're longer than your inhales helps your nervous system relax. Let me attach some numbers to what I just said. Let's say you spend 8 seconds inhaling. Well, let's reduce it. Let's say you spend 4 seconds inhaling. And then you spend 10 seconds exhaling. You have deliberately caused your exhalation to be longer in time than your inhalation. breathing in for 4 seconds, not rushing through it, breathing in for 4 seconds, and then breathing back out for 10 seconds. Your heart rate and blood pressure could possibly decrease as a result of this exercise. Heart rate and blood pressure could possibly decrease. Having a more relaxed nervous system actually helps provide you with more energy. So instead of wearing yourself out quickly with adrenaline, by remaining calm and engaging your parasympathetic nervous system, you'll be able to restore yourself and manage your energy throughout the day without crashing. This is something that you can do any time of the day. Literally, it doesn't matter whether you're at work, whether you're at worship, whether you're at home. You can do this. And you can do it several times a day. Nothing that says you have to do this only once a day. There's little evidence that leading an adrenaline-fueled life makes you more productive. But there's plenty of evidence to show that a chronically stressful lifestyle damages your physical health and your cognitive faculties. That part of your brain that helps you think, deduce, make decisions. So if you're really interested in becoming a more accomplished and a happier person, stop driving yourself and commit to learning how to take a deeper, healthier breath. I want to share with you briefly another way of breathing when you want to use breathing exercises to help calm yourself, make yourself healthier, more productive. Try this. Place the index and middle finger of the right hand on the center of your eyebrow. Then place the thumb on the right nostril and your ring finger and pinky on the left nostril. The left hand rests on the lap, palm facing up. Take a deep breath in and close in the right nostril with your thumb. Breathe out through the left nostril. Then take a deep breath in through the left nostril. Close the left nostril with your ring finger and pinky at the end of the inhale and exhale through the right nostril. Take a deep breath in through the right nostril and close in the right nostril with the thumb. Exhale on the left side and start over. Do this with your eyes closed for about 5 minutes and notice the effects on your body and on your mind. Now, I know some of you might be saying, wow, that was a little complex. No problem. Seriously, no problem. Keep it simple. If you prefer to do it that way, keep it simple. But do close your eyes if you can. You know, be in a place, a physical place, a room, a place where you feel safe with your eyes closed. And do that breathing exercise with your eyes closed. Breathing in. And I said, I just attached 4 seconds and 10 seconds. You experiment and see what works best for you. How about 5 seconds and 12 seconds? 5 seconds breathing in, 12 seconds breathing out. What works for you? Just put these steps into play so that you can find yourself doing what you can to make yourself healthier, healthier, healthier. I'm serious. We want you to do what you can to make your life better, so that by doing that, you're a better person, able to maybe help life be better for someone else. And by breathing, by calming yourself, becoming more productive for the company, an easier person to get along with, especially for your loved ones. What a great way to let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.